Justine and Matt, shall we?
I think that's a good idea, Chad.
Okay. Now that it's May, it's later this month that the hike for Ethan comes up. On May 19th at the Pine Street Woods, if I'm not mistaken. What more can you tell us about that?
Well, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so there's lots of things going on in town. That's just one of the events. There's a couple. Winter Ridge Natural Foods is going to be rounding up for mental health. And so when you purchase your groceries, if you round up, it's going to support three mental health foundations here in Sandpoint. Ours, the NAMI Far North, and the Prummer Foundation. And that, for those that don't know, is treatment for those who struggle with addiction. And then Cinco de Mayo is this Sunday, May 5th at 113 Main Street. And the proceeds this year, Sandpoint Leadership chose NAMI Far North. So we're going to raise money on Sunday for that. It's a great event to come out to. And at La Chic, I just put up my mental health display. When you first walk in my business, you'll see books, stickers, and more, all for Mental Health Awareness Month. And, of course, our walk hike for Ethan. Ethan loved the outdoors, hiking and camping, exploring waterfalls, all the things outside. And so we decided we wanted to do this as a meaningful way to come together as community to promote mental health awareness and Ethan's love for the outdoors.
Which I guess is a good time to mention who was Ethan Murray and why. Yeah. What is the Ethan Murray Fund?
So, yeah, like I said, my name's Justine Murray, and the Ethan Murray Fund was started in 2000 and, oh gosh, I'm having one of those moments, 2021. And it was started after my son, Ethan, was killed during a mental health crisis. So that was May 4th. And so May is, again, a special month for us to honor Ethan and his legacy and spread awareness.
Yeah, May, and it's Mental Health Awareness Month. You just mentioned everything. You also mentioned La Chic Boutique, which is the store you manage here in Sandpoint.
Yes. Yeah. So every year I do a mental health display. So when you first walk in, it's the first thing you see, and it's been a special thing for us every year to do. So
what does that look like, your display?
So there's stickers that just, you know, support mental health awareness. You are okay. It's okay not to be okay. There's the 988 number stickers. We have a kid's book, How to Talk to Your Kids About Suicide. Some other things. Matt, you just looked at it. Oh, you don't remember. So mostly books, lots on self-care, taking care of yourself. Journals.
Yeah. Matt, what does the Ethan Murray Fund do?
The Ethan Murray Fund is raising money for therapy. Counseling in our community for people that either don't have insurance, or people that maybe are out working full time and they have to try to make a choice of whether or not to put food on the table or go to therapy.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Justine and Matt, because I don't know, were you on the trail last year at this time? Or they did an incredible hike last year, raising money for mental awareness in the Ethan Murray Fund. And how does it look now in retrospective? That, are you ready to tackle a cross-country hike or something?
Oh my goodness. This year we just wanted to do something with our community. That's why we did the walk for Ethan and partnered with Kanisku Land Trust, because it's important to us. We love what they do, their mission, their conservation efforts, their education efforts. So it's a place we spend a lot of time in and want to hike, and decided this would be good to have a community event instead of running away for the summer.
Mm-hmm. Also, too, is we have a lot of people that want to come hike with us on our journeys, our through hikes, and we don't have that opportunity. So it gives us a moment to go for a hike with somebody that wants to.
Can you talk more about that Sunday? It's Sunday, May 19th from 1 to 4. At the Pine Street Woods. So somebody who, first of all, family event?
Yep, family friendly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's going to occur? A person drives up, parks the vehicle, unloads, and then what?
So from 1 to 2, it's looking like you can come in and register. So when you first get there, you're going to come to the Ethan Murray Fun Table. My daughter, Cora, we have worked in an account with Nalgene water bottles. So Cora designed a really cool mental health graphic, and they're on water bottles. So when you register on Eventbrite, you will be able to pick out which water bottle you'd like. And there's also going to be some partner booths there, NAMI Far North, BGH Behavioral Health, Jill Hicks, Canisque Community Health, and Sandpoint Narrow Therapy, the Prummer Foundation. So you can see, walk around, check out some resources that are here and support mental health initiatives. And then there's going to be live music. So when you first come in, if any of you know Buster Brown, he works over at Evans Brothers. He is going to be playing some music. And I don't know if you know this, but he won the 2023 Sandpoint Songwriters Competition for his song When the Light Comes. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. Is it in our playlist?
I don't know if I have that in the playlist, actually. I know Buster is great. He played, we did a little live radio hour with him, and I tried to get him for our upcoming membership drive on June 1st, but he's out of town. You guys snagged him. Good job. Darn him.
Yeah, he's wonderful, and we're very thankful he's going to come play. Winter Ridge Natural Foods is providing snacks and beverages, so we'll have some great little trail snacks.
Let's give a shout out to Winter Ridge. Winter Ridge supports so many 501c3 organizations here in town, and that we cannot thank them enough for the good that they do.
Oh, they are amazing. Every time we have something going on, either Shauna, Vanessa, one of the employees will definitely reach out and say, we want to be part of it. Even for the event we just did for Nate's paddleboarding around the lake, Winter Ridge donated some snacks for Nate on his journey. So
let's take a little backward. Tell us about the paddleboard and what that was for and how that unfolded.
So a gentleman, Nate Christensen, who is a local, grew up here, decided that he wanted to paddleboard the circumference of Lake Ponderay on a stand-up paddleboard in April. And he decided that he wanted to do it as a fundraiser and make it worthwhile. And so he did it for our fund. And he donated, was it $2,600?
Yeah, we raised with his, just promoting on his site and cross-promotion with us, we raised over $2,600. And that will go right to our therapy program here in Sandpoint.
Wonderful.
If you break that down, that's varies, but that's like 24, 25 sessions with a therapist for people.
And that's huge. Important. And that's huge, and not everyone has the funds. Can we go back to the paddleboard? What was the logistics of it? Did he just hop on and just go around the circumference of the lake, or did it take days? Or explain, when people say that they've done the circumference of the lake.
How long must that have taken?
Yeah.
So, 43 miles long is the longest dimension I know.
But it's, right? 111 miles.
111 miles. Whoa. Was his full loop?
It is. Yeah. And he did it in 5 days.
Amazing.
Not bad.
I have not. Justine's talked to him since he's been back, and I have not yet. So, but he had some awful weather and wind. And
oh, my goodness.
It's lucky that he did it last week instead of this week, but
it was
not an easy task by any means.
Yeah, he definitely battled the elements. I asked him, well, what were some of the good things? And he did see a lot of wildlife. He was talking that he saw mountain goats and bears, and I guess there was even like a beaver following him around and slapping his tail at him.
Yeah, what's this object coming across? How many paddles would it take? Strokes. How many strokes? Oh, wouldn't that be something? And have a fundraiser per stroke. How many, where he had a little strokeometer on his paddle, and choom, choom, and, I'll support it for 5 cents a stroke.
Yeah, we could figure that out, probably.
That's got to be a lot.
Next time. Next year. Next April.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Or maybe you should try in March. 111 miles.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, way to go. And it raised a lot of money that goes for counseling, and that's a plus.
It is, definitely. And would thank him very much, and his girlfriend Christina, because you have to have those people supporting you
At different points.
That's right.
I mean, goodness, but next time make a video of it, and the video could be used, because that just blows my mind. I know that there was a group, I couldn't tell you when, who swam the circumference of the lake. I know Eric Ridgway, Jim Zuber-Bueller, and they did that. Oh, gosh, I don't want to take a guess. I want to say in the aughts.
they would be the ones to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I mean, and they did take partial videos, but I think of somebody paddleboarding. That's got to be witnessed.
Yeah. So on our website, the EthanMurrayFund.org, his link is for his Instagram is still on our page. And if you go to that, he does have some clips. He just put up, I think yesterday, a really good little video clip. So he did. There may be more. I don't know because I haven't talked to him, but it's well done.
Excellent, excellent. So the event is Sunday, May 19th, 1 to 4. Did we get through talking about the day?
I would like to just add to that. Because of limited parking there, we'd love to have, if people could carpool, there will be people there to help you park. If there is, if the top lot is full, the lower lot is full, you can park at the sled hill. And if you go up the sled hill, there will be a trail that leads you to the upper parking lot.
Good notice on that. You know, that's important. Okay, people are arriving and they've registered. They've picked up their bottle.
They have a, then actually when the event starts, we're going to have three different trails marked out with different flags to make it easy. Ranging from just under a mile, easy walking, to one that's about a mile and a half to 2.5 miles as the longer trails. Nothing too strenuous, but yeah.
Yeah, and for those that we've been asked before, can we come to the event if we, you know, have an injury, don't want to walk? Absolutely. There's going to be lots to look at and check out, and music to enjoy and snacks. And also we'll be having a slideshow of our previous hikes in the community recreation center up at the upper lot. So there will be on repeat a slideshow for people to enjoy too, maybe that didn't catch it at one of our events.
Yeah, it sounds like the only thing I can say is I hope it's good weather. You know, I mean, you know, to be blessed with a day of sunshine and, you know, Pine Stream Woods and people up there just enjoying walks of differently. So do they pledge so much per distance, or how does that work?
So the part of this that's the fundraiser, we decided because we wanted to keep it easy and we really wanted to just bring the community together and get everyone out walking, is through Eventbrite. It'll be the sales from that that will go towards our therapy program. So we will have a few like stickers for sale that my daughter designed at the event, and some extra water bottles. Say someone wants to grab another one, they'll be for sale. We'll have our donation jar, but we're not doing any pledges. We just wanted to keep this really simple, easy, and know that everyone could come. Yeah, so it's kid-friendly. You can bring your dog. We just ask that it's leashed, please.
Please.
Dogs get a little wild when there's a lot of people sometimes. So.
And other dogs.
Yes, very true. And I just wanted to say for Kinnickskue Land Trust, something that's been really fun. We're a partner sponsor for the Pine Street Woods. And so one of the things that's really exciting is they've walked me through, and I've learned a lot on this project that I haven't done before, like how to write for sponsorships and who to connect with. So some new organizations I've been able to connect with, and some of those are, so our sponsors for this event was Sandpoint Medical Massage here in Sandpoint, Kinnickskue Community Health, Winter Ridge Natural Foods, and Evans Brothers Coffee. So I just wanted to shout them out and thank them again. All the things they do for the community is just wonderful, and we're very grateful.
I just wanted to add, too, is if you've never been to Pine Street Woods, there is so many trails up there that this is a good way to come out and go for a walk that isn't necessarily guided, but there's a route marked out for you so you can see what Pine Street has to offer for you and enjoy the views and good people and make it back to the parking lot. I have to worry.
And to emphasize that this is a total family affair, you know, bring the grandparents, bring aunts and uncles. What joy to be out in nature, fingers crossed on a sunny day, and just simply enjoy being, that's why we live up here. Should we take a music break and then come back? And I'm going to talk a little bit more about May Mental Awareness Month, plus all of the good that the monies for the Ethan Murray Fund go to. But this is a song that was recorded and released on this date in my notes here, 1977. Eric Clapton wrote a song in tribute of Patty Boyd. And Patty Boyd was married to George Harrison in 1966 at the peak of the Beatles. And then they divorced in the mid-late 70s. And she is, from what I understand, was the genesis or the inspiration for a number of George Harrison songs. And married Eric Clapton, and he wrote this song in response to her presence.
Clapton, Wonderful Tonight off of 1977's Slow Hand, and that song apparently released on this very day.
This very day, May 2nd, 1977.
His best album, I think, Slow Hand. A challenge.
That's a challenge. That's a challenge.
I think it's probably my favorite. But actually, I like all of his stuff from the 70s is pretty good.
Yes. Tremendous influence of J.J. Cale what he does. And I'd agree with you. That whole window there.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
That song is funny because it sounds like a love song, and it is. It's a beautiful song, but it's also... It's largely about his struggles with alcoholism. I mean, telling the tale of a night that kind of sounds like it goes a little sour as the night goes on. Oh, I turned you off.
You turned me off.
I'm sorry.
Why did you do that?
I didn't.
Just wait till I get control of the board.
Yes.
What I was thinking of when I was listening to it is, do we have a comparable song where the singer is a woman about the guy, "You're Wonderful Tonight"? Can you imagine Janis Joplin? Come on, Janis, stick up for yourself. Yeah, you took a piece of my heart and you broke it, baby.
Yeah, it'd be something, but I would say something from Aretha Franklin's "I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You." That whole album has some pretty good resonance. Yeah,
good pointing out, Jack.
There's stuff like it. Not exactly an example.
As romantic as, you know, the blurry lights and, you know, the bubbly champagne in the background, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
You know everything, Jim, about the 70s, anyway. More than me.
And the 60s. Uh-huh. And the 50s.
We're here with Justine Murray and Matt Connery. We're talking about the Ethan Murray Fund and especially the upcoming Hike for Ethan, which is at the Pine Street Woods on May 19th.
A Sunday,
indeed. Mm-hmm. Matt, you mentioned earlier that some people might not have been to the Pine Street Woods, which always catches me by surprise because I think everybody knows where the Pine Street Woods is. But for those who don't know, you follow Pine Street until... past city limits. How far up is it? A couple miles, 4 miles or so outside of town?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm so used to driving it that I don't think about that.
Yeah, I know. But it's out there on the left, and it's a huge, it's the largest parcel in the Kinnexu Land Trust, I believe. Yeah.
I find a lot of people that when I talk about Pine Street Woods that haven't been up there, they are scared to get lost. So that's a big thing. They're like, there's just too many trails. And I was like, well, there's maps and you can kind of look and you can start small and kind of like get your, you know, bearings. But that's what we did. We just started going out and just staying on one trail and then kind of adding more. There's just so many great trails to utilize. And yeah.
What will you guys do on the 19th? Are you guys going to go out and you'll be on the trails?
Yeah. So when we were talking about how the event would look at two, Matt and I are going to do a brief talk and share some things. And then after that, we'll get everybody on the trails and it'll be Matt and I and maybe your mom, if we can talk her into helping out to guide, to just show people where the trails are. And there'll be someone at each trail that can answer questions about, you know, is it there are a lot of hills? Is it like this? Is it, you know, any kind of questions that may come up, we're going to have a trail person at each trailhead. So,
plus music and snacks, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, what's missing outside of you, right?
Yeah. And the weather.
Well, the weather will be fabulous.
I'm confident.
I'm predicting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold me accountable.
Will it be like, will you be sending out people like in groups kind of at a time or just go at your own pace?
Yep, we're going to let everybody go at their own pace. And I should mention, since we've been talking a lot about rain, this is a rain or shine event. We will have tents set up for those resource tables. So if it does rain, they'll stay nice and dry. But always bring your raincoat. It is North Idaho. And like you said, it can, what do you call it? A
snowbow.
Yes.
Snowbow.
Yeah, the snowbow.
That's going to catch up. And bring an umbrella. I love an umbrella in the rain. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, the rest of me can get wet, but if my head and upper torso is dry, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Yeah. And I mean, a walk in the rain, at least unless it's a total downpour, is actually
like last Tuesday.
It seems that's always more comfortable to me mm-hmm. than a walk in like on a hot, sunny day.
Yeah, and definitely for myself, like being out on a trail on our through hikes when it rains, you don't have a nice warm car to go back to. So now anytime it rains, I'm good. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know I have a nice warm car to go back to, and yeah.
And it's not silly bringing an umbrella on trail. We learned that little trick from the walking carrot, Deb, of Deb and Phil.
Well, when I've hiked the Grand Canyon, I mean, minimal threat of rain, but the sun. You know, right. I mean, an umbrella, you know, I know I got some strange looks and I'm down in the bottom of the canyon on the Tonto Rim and I have my little umbrella, you know, just keeping the sun off me.
Mm-hmm.
So rain or shine, rainbow or snowbow,
mm-hmm.
Have an umbrella.
Yes.
This is Sunday, May 19th, 1 to 4, Pine Street Woods. And it goes towards the Ethan Murray Fund. Matt, you mentioned, you know, where the money goes to. I think it'd be good to repeat it and then also talk more about where the funding goes for the other events like your through hike. It was a through hike. The Pacific Cascade Trail?
Pacific Northwest Trail.
Pacific Northwest Trail and over 1,000 miles?
1,200, yes.
Whoa. Okay. all that money. Talk about what good it does.
It is providing therapy for teens and adults who might not be able to access health care or face financial problems. And we're also, total mind block, have scholarships right now that we are going through for the high school, and we're going to be giving away money for people that have gone through mental health issues or that want to go into the mental health field. So that's real exciting.
Yeah, it was great too, because when we went in to talk to the counselors at the high school, they mentioned, they're like, well, just so you know, your first time doing this, you may get a couple applications. Just don't be discouraged. You know, as it grows, you'll get more. And when we went in, to our surprise, there was 27 applications from Sandpoint High School.
That's terrific. Now, is it just at Sandpoint High School? How about high schools in the area?
It was for all of Bonner County, so Homeschool, Priest Lake, Clark Fork. The ones that we received were actually all from Sandpoint High School.
Interesting. You know, it's, you know, what does it mean to apply? What does it say about me? That sort mm-hmm. of thing. And there might be some reservations about, you know, sticking your head up above the group and identifying yourself.
Yeah. Just to circle back quick on the therapy program too, our idea, how that kind of started too, is we thought, well, one, there's nothing like it. There's a need for it in the Sandpoint community. And it's about preventing a crisis or helping someone in crisis. So there's a lot to that. as far as someone going to seek help and see a therapist. So right now, we started with one therapist that we've been working with, but right now we're currently working with four different therapists here in the Sandpoint community, and it's growing fairly quickly. So if you're a therapist listening right now that isn't signed up with us, you can reach out by email. If you think you have a client that may be losing, there's a lot of people losing Medicaid right now, or someone's having a really hard time prioritizing whether they want to put, like Matt said, food on their table, you know, or come to therapy, we're here to help, and we'd love to be a part of that. So,
you know, what you're saying, it's very important as enriching the lives of all the members of our community, that you'd really not like to think that people are making difficult choices and not seeking physical health as well as mental health because of finances. And what you folks are doing, just amazing, the ways in which you're raising money. After the event in May, any other biggie events planned, or are you guys just going to enjoy the beach?
Yeah, definitely we're going to take a little break after, as anyone knows that's put on events. They're wonderful and exciting, but it's also a lot of work. I mean, we've been meeting with Pine Street Woods, Janine and Marcy, for about 6 months now pretty regularly, and they've done a lot to help me, guide me through this whole process of, you know, getting sponsorships, talking about the event. My daughter's been doing a lot of graphic design for the event. We just got our posters done, so you'll be seeing those around town. She designed stickers for the event, the Nalgene water bottles. So we're, you know, right now, another exciting thing to allow us to sit back and talk about another event later is we received 3 grants this year.
Oh, really? Can you talk about them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we received a Star Peak Foundation grant. They're in Heron, Montana. And that was at the beginning of the year. And that's our big contributor to our therapy program. And we also received a grant from Idaho Community Foundation. They're out of Boise, but they work with the North Idaho Action Fund here in Sandpoint. And with this event that we're doing right now, we did reach out to Panhandle Health District to see if they could sponsor. And they said they don't sponsor events, but however, the SPAN walk that they have, their suicide awareness walk they have every September in Coeur d'Alene, the money they raise for that, they give to different community nonprofits that, you know, work with the things that we're working with, therapy, all sorts of ranges. So they offered us $1,000 scholarship for our therapy program.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like there's a lot of support for the good work that the Ethan Murray Fund is doing.
Yes, and it's just growing. I mean, when you first start, you know, you have all these ideas and you don't really know how the path is going to, where it's going to exactly lead you. And there's so many parts of our mental health system that need work. So we kind of just have let it evolve and trusted, and it's starting to really open lots of doors. Another option for us too is if someone needed to receive care or see a psychiatrist here in town, we would like to help with those as well for that don't have, you know, insurance or aren't able to do that. So there's lots of different ways that people reach out and ask for help. And
Can you say, if somebody in the community is interested in finding out more about the organization, a website to go to?
Yeah, so ethanmurrayfund.org. You'll find our events on the front page, and it will. You can click Learn More. You'll be able to purchase tickets for our Hike for Ethan event. And there's lots of information about our mission, our board. There's a Contact Us if you have any questions or you want to get involved. Please, like, reach out.
And that's Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y.
You mentioned you can buy tickets on the website. Anywhere else they're available?
Yeah, so on the website, it will take you to Eventbrite. We used Eventbrite. Again, the community uses that a lot for music shows and different events. So it's really easy to use. My mom did it without any of my help, so I know it's, she always gets nervous about those online things. So, yep, she said it was really easy. So she's got her tickets, and I do have family flying in for the event. So I'm really grateful for that. And my sister-in-law from Illinois is flying in. So Rebecca, I'm super happy. She's also a board member from afar. She does all my editing, and I kind of overwhelm her sometimes. So thank you, Rebecca.
She's the east of the Mississippi.
Yes.
Cool. Between now and then, there's the block party on this Sunday. And since May is Mental Awareness Month, can you talk a little bit about the block party and NAMI and where the monies go for this?
Yeah, so the Sandpoint Leadership chooses a nonprofit every year, and this year they chose NAMI Far North. And NAMI is involved in a really cool project right now that they're raising money for. It's called Clubhouse International, and you can definitely read more on their website. But they did find a location, and they're raising money to get that launch that off the ground. And so if you want to support that, this Sunday downtown, they're closing off Main Street starting at 113 Main. And you can come. There's going to be silent auction. I know there's information on the Sandpoint Leadership and NAMI, but La Chic donated a sackcloth and ashes blanket, so you can bid on that. And just come out and support the community, support NAMI. They're doing great work.
That's right on your block. That's right on La Chic Boutique's block. Are the doors going to be open?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be out?
Okay. Yeah, and it's cute. I was talking with Dawn, who's the president of NAMI, and she's like, I really hope it doesn't rain this year, because every year it rains. Does. And I just looked, and it says rain, and I'm like, no.
It does rain every single year.
I've been to one where it was just, we huddled underneath awnings.
I would just like to mention NAMI is, we're talking about the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and NAMI Far North is the local chapter. Yes, and they're raising money, as you said, for their clubhouse, which is very exciting.
Yep, and if anyone would ever like to come to a meeting, they're the third Wednesday of every month at the VFW. So,
Okay,
anything else you want to say before we say goodbye to you as you head into the remainder of your week? And we will most definitely on Thursday, May 16th, once again push information out about the Walk for Ethon.
Thank you. No, we really appreciate you both and your support. And we just want to say a special thank you to Kinixu Land Trust. Definitely Marcy and Janine have been helping so much guide us. I probably send an email a day or a phone call, and it's been really, really helpful. And I'm so appreciative, and to our sponsors as well. We just couldn't do this without you. So, and the community, we're so grateful for all the support, Nate Solo Sup, everything that people have done and felt inspired to do. We're just very grateful.
Okay. Thank you, Justine. Thank you, Matt. And let's have a great Weather Day event on May 19th. The song that we'll play as we transition is on this date in 1980, Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, by Pink Floyd, was adopted by black children in South Africa in opposition to apartheid, and the song was banned by the government. So I thought it'd be appropriate to play. This is an incredible song. It resonates in so many different ways. But here's Pink Floyd on this date in 1980. South African government banned this song.